production of Les Misérables at Proctor's is like spending time with a good friend whom you haven't seen in a long time. As the lights dim and the splendid overture begins, you sit back in your seat, relax, and let the familiar become comfortable. You recognize song after song, numbers like I Dreamed a Dream, Who Am I, and Bring Him Home, have you anticipating the emotional scenes that will tug at your heart. Rousing melodies like The People's Song, One Day More, conjure up young students sacrificing themselves at the barricade. And upon hearing Drink With Me to Days Gone By, Empty Chairs and Empty Tables, you prepare for the tears that are sure to come. I'm happy to say this national touring production that is at Proctor's through Sunday captures every thrilling moment in the show that premiered on Broadway 30 years ago. It's a fresh and vibrant show that looks and sounds terrific. What really makes this production work is the casting. It's populated with actors who make every character seem fresh and original. The leads are terrific, and indeed, the talent is so deep, there seem to be no minor roles. The plot revolves around the unrelenting pursuit of the former convict Jean Valjean. Years ago, Valjean broke his parole, serving 19 years in jail for a petty illegal incident. Because he is a former prisoner, he is denied honest employment and rejected by society. After another brush with jail, he sheds his identity and becomes a successful ethical businessman. The reformed Valjean lives a redemptive life and is an honorable person. Nevertheless, his past hounds him in the form of the policeman Javert, who is a single-minded individual and sees morality in terms of black and white. In his eyes, society labels Valjean a criminal, therefore he must be punished. It's an assumption that insults one's ideas of justice and fair play. The few want to admit it, the plot of Les Misérables is a high-caliber melodrama. Valjean is almost too saintly, and Javert might be a character of the obsessive lawman. For the story to work, it is critical that both men be played with conviction. Nick Cartel is a wonderful Valjean. He grows from an angry prisoner to upright citizen to become a loyal, loving father to his adopted daughter. As Javert, Josh Davis is simply magnificent. He's a righteous man who is capable of evil because of a dedication to a false premise. His awakening is jarring and powerful. Once his beliefs are destroyed, so is he. Each actor is so good in the role, he seems a bonus that they sing so brilliantly. But their voices add power, emotion, and sensibility to each character. This is a memorably sung show throughout. The conflict between Valjean and Javert is heightened by the social structure that grounds the play. The human conflict of their personal duel between the powerful being able to abuse others because of the inflexible system of justice is magnified by the well-meaning students who take to the barricades to fight the same social battle on an even higher level. Adding emotional depth to the work is the love story between Cosette and Maris. Their quiet moments are touching, tender, and romantic. You might be more engaged by the large battle scenes, but the love of the young people share is just as enduring. Visually, this is a breathtaking production. The background projections add beauty, while the bold battle scenes are as intense and the stage pictures are always poignant. Les Misérables takes almost 3 hours to complete, but it is rarely slow and never dull. There were times where song lyrics were difficult to hear, but one never loses the emotions of the moment. This production proves that even in theater, there is no friend like an old friend. It's also a special event for anyone seeing it for the first time. Les Misérables is at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-346-6204. Or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.